This Seattle Medium podcast is sponsored by the Port of Seattle.
Hi, my name is Mian Rice, the Diversity of Contracting Director for the Port of Seattle. As a public agency, the Port of Seattle serves the community, and our investments should benefit everyone who lives and works here. The Port is committed to equity, diversity, and inclusion, and to leveling the playing field. That means continuing to open doors to contracting opportunities to all, especially women and minority-owned and disadvantaged businesses. How can you participate? List your business in Vendor Connect, a database of contractors. Attend Port Gen workshops to learn how to do business with the Port. Learn more about contracting opportunities at portseattle.org. For more information on operating a concessions at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, visit lease.ctacshops.com.
There is a concerted effort here in the state of Washington to get girls' flag football sanctioned as an official high school sport. And with me this morning to talk about this issue is the Mario Bailey, Vice President of Community Engagement and Legends with the Seattle Seahawks. Good morning, Mario.
See, how we doing, man?
I'm doing good, and yourself? You see how to put the V in front of your name. I feel that you've earned that title.
I heard that. I appreciate you, man. I don't know about that, but I definitely appreciate you.
Mario, currently there are 9 states that have girls flag football as sanctioned high school sports, and we have the opportunity here in the state of Washington to become state number 10.
Yeah, it's big. Girls flag football is the thing right now. I mean, women's sports period is the thing, but girls flag football is on fire right now. We have 9 states that are sanctioned. We're trying to be the 10th state. We have a vote coming the first week of May. There are like 53 voting members that make up the WIA Representative Assembly that will vote on the amendment. The Seahawks have actually been donating like over $300,000 in grants across like 70 schools in the last few years. So it's a big thing for us. And, you know, in reality, it's going to be sanctioned sooner or later. It's going to be an Olympic sport in 2028. So it's really like we want Washington to be on it now instead of later to give these girls an opportunity. They have colleges that are giving out scholarships to these young ladies. It's another sport. Of course, it can take away from another sport, but it can also add to some young ladies that don't play sports. So we would really be happy to get this to be sanctioned.
Right. And Mario, let's talk a little about the Seahawks' interest and involvement in this process. Because you all are putting forth a pretty significant effort to make this happen. You kind of mentioned some of the funds that you guys have applied to this, but you guys are also pushing for this amendment as well. Can you kind of talk about the Seahawks' involvement and interest in this process for girls flag football in the state?
Well, it really comes from the top of our owner and our organization would love this, but it's really just an all-around thing. It's an opportunity for ladies to play football. You know, if you look at the landscape of college basketball right now, I'm more excited to watch the women's game than I am the men's game. It's a thing where we can give these ladies an opportunity. And like I said, it's an Olympic sport. There's like 31 colleges giving out scholarships for this. There's no way it shouldn't be sanctioned. And it's like I said, it's just a matter of time. So we just want to be ahead of the game because I went to the Pro Bowl this past February, and they had international leagues and they had the regular leagues, and the ladies out there are really competing. So we want to be ahead of the curve and have some representation here in Washington, maybe have some representation for the Olympics in 2028. So the Seahawks are all behind this because we want to give ladies another opportunity to get it done.
Right. And you guys have put your money where your mouth is, so to speak, too, Mario, where you provided resources to help schools establish teams. Even though it's not a sanctioned event right now, you guys have still been helping schools establish teams in the state. Is that correct?
Yes. Like I said, we've given over $300,000 in grants to over 70 schools so far. And we're going to continue to. I have faith that it's going to be sanctioned here in May, and then we're going to continue to support and get more teams and more schools and be an advocate for these young ladies to compete and shine and show themselves, because it's a great sport. I don't know if you got a chance to see the Pro Bowl, but they highlighted a girls' game right before the game, went into overtime. Like I said, these ladies are out here competing hard, and I think it's just another opportunity for people. And I love watching. That's the good thing, is I love watching, seeing them compete and seeing the school spirit. We have teams already in the state of Washington that have so many girls that want to compete that they're having to cut girls. That's what we want. You never want anybody to be cut, but you want that much participation in the sport.
Right. And, Mario, it just seems like the next step. I mean, we see a lot of young girls who play football, and they play tackle football at a young age, you know, usually around between the ages of 6 and maybe up to about the age of 10 or so. A few might go past that. But at that point in time, I think, you know, the game changes in terms of contact and physicality and things of that nature. But that really has been the end of the road for so many young ladies as it relates to being involved with football and loving football. And now, you know, you see the sport evolving and emerging. It's going to, like you said, it's going to be an Olympic sport at the 2028 Games in Los Angeles. You know, this seems like it's an absolute, well, especially when we talk about engagement of young people and youth. And athletics is a way to engage youth when it comes to their school, particularly in high school and education, and connecting them with mentors and all those things. This seems like it could really be a game changer for so many young women here, and not only in the state of Washington, but across the country and probably around the world as well.
You're absolutely right. Most young ladies, there's a few young ladies that make it past 10, 12 years old, make it into high school and try out, but that's kind of the ending of it. Now there is no ending of it. The ending of it is the Olympics, and they're probably going to have leagues all across the world for grown ladies to play flag football, like you said, in 2028 in Los Angeles. It's in the Olympics. It is an international sport. The best part about the Pro Bowl that I got to watch was the international league, like watching Brazil play Mexico. Like, it's great. Like, these ladies are going to be able to compete. It's another sport for them to do well in. It's another opportunity for them to go further. Like, I like that. I like opportunity for ladies, opportunities for people, period. But this is just another great opportunity, and we could be the 10th state. I think Tennessee might be voting right before us. It doesn't matter if we're 10th, 11th, or 12th, or 20th. I just want us to be sanctioned as soon as possible so that these young ladies can get their opportunity.
Right. Now, Mario, the decision to sanction this as a sport in the state of Washington, the high school level, resides with the WIAA, the Washington Scholastic Athletic Association, which is the governing body for high school sports here in the state. You know, where are they in this process? You know, you said they had a vote coming up, but where are they in this process, and how can people in the general public get involved and support this effort?
Like I said, there's like 53 voting members that make up the WIA Representative Assembly, and they're going to vote. I think it's the first week in May. I'm not sure exactly what we can do besides just continue to spread the word and maybe talk to your local representatives, talk to your local schools. If your school doesn't have girls flag football, and ask the question of why, to say that you would love to see this sport, just to continue to get the word out, spread it, talk to whatever representative, whatever school you see. Like, I know Seattle Public Schools is there, but there's like the Shoreline District. There's other districts that don't have it. So ask the question of why your school doesn't have it, or say that you want your school to have it, just different ways like that. I don't want anybody like to harass these representatives, but we definitely want them to vote yes for this sport. There's no reason why it shouldn't be voted yes.
Right. Yeah, Mario, you talked about this a little earlier, because there are those who would say that adding another sport like flag football may decrease the participation in other sports. You know, what would you say to that allegation?
I don't believe that to be a viable reason. Like, you know, if a person is going to decide to do what they want to do, like, I got to play basketball, I got to play football. If I wanted to, I could have played baseball or ran track. It's kind of my choice. The more options, the better. I've always felt like that. I felt like I could have got a scholarship for basketball at the UW. I chose football. But that's more opportunities. That's more opportunities for you to get a scholarship. That's more opportunities for people to see you. Take advantage of all those opportunities to give the ladies one more opportunity to be able to get a college scholarship, to be able to participate, to be able to compete, to be able to form friendships. Like, that's just another opportunity. Don't stop from giving somebody an opportunity because you think it's going to take away from something. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. It won't take away from anything.
Right. Well, and Mario, number one, I want to thank you for joining us on today's show and bring this information, because I don't think there's a lot of people in the community or even in the state who knew that this was something that was coming up for consideration with the WIAA. And certainly thanks to the Seahawks for really being taking a lead and being involved in this process. You know, it's football, but it's flag football for girls. But it's really great to see the Seahawks looking at things from a global perspective and saying, hey, we want to expand opportunities, increase participation for our young people, regardless of if it's in for our boys in tackle football or for our girls in flag football and some of the other initiatives that the Seahawks and the NFL are involved with.
Chris, I appreciate you just having me, and I appreciate you helping spread the word, because you're right, a lot of people don't know, and the vote is only a month and a half away, so we just need to keep getting the word out here and letting people know that this is happening, and hopeful that the girls will get this opportunity to compete at a high level and be able to join the Olympics, be able to have the opportunity for another sport to get to college, and like I said, it'll trickle down. Like, it'll start from 6, 7, 8 girls will be able to start playing and realize that they can take this even further than ever before.
All right. Well, Mario, thank you for joining us on today's show. Thanks for all the work that you are doing out here in the community. And the community sees you. And, you know, everybody's been telling me that they're really proud of you and the work that you're doing with the Seahawks as well. So I wanted to pass that along to you as well.
Greatly appreciate it, especially coming from you, my guy. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You as well.